Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena. Lucinda Bennett. How are you?
Hi.
A food writer for the spin-off and BFM's resident food expert. What are we talking about this morning on Breakfast Food, Lucinda?
Well, I have been, I think me and everyone else has noticed that the price of butter at the moment is absolutely disgusting.
It's like $8 a little block at the moment, isn't it? It's getting up there.
It's awful. It's definitely like, to be honest, I've been doing a bit of a supermarket sweep comparing prices recently. Yes. And I definitely think the time for buying name brand is definitely over.
Yeah.
If you're not already buying your Pans or your Alpine, now's a good time.
Do we know why it's so expensive? Is it the export market? Is all our butter getting a higher price on the export market? Why is the local market butter just so expensive? Is there a...
So it seems like there's... I'm definitely not an economist, but I have been kind of honestly trying to figure this out, and it seems like there's a few different factors. There's the cost of milk on the global market has been super, super high. It actually has just dropped, but leading up until the last month or so, it's been really, really high. So we're probably seeing a bit of that still. But we've also got the fact that our supermarket duopoly is just, you know,
taking us for a ride. Yeah.
Yeah. And RNZ did a pretty interesting story the other night about how the cost of a block of butter differs massively across different supermarkets all across Tāmaki.
Yeah.
And really disturbingly, found that often it was in sort of lower socioeconomic areas that they actually had the highest prices.
Oh, man. That
so
sucks.
Definitely worth a shop around, especially if you're, you know, if you're baking in bulk.
Yeah.
But Pack and Save, definitely cheapest price, followed by, and that's like via Pam's Butter, followed by some New World. Pam's is going to be a bit cheaper. And then Woolies seems to be pretty much the most expensive, but it varies so much.
Yes, yeah. And, I mean, to me, all butter's pretty much the same. You know, it doesn't matter what sort of wrapper it comes in. It feels like it's the same butter.
I agree. And I'm like, I love butter. I love good butter. I love, you know, trying different butters. But for my normal day-to-day, I buy whatever's cheapest.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like, the Pam's butter is, it's made in New Zealand.
Mm.
I've been trying to actually figure out. I've been trying to find the details of, I guess like I've heard the rumor that a lot of the butters are made in the same factory.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah. And comparing all the nutritional info, even though, you know, it's butter, it's all like mostly fat. It seems like they're pretty much the same. Mm. So it would be interesting to know that. I'll let you know if I finish my sleuthing.
Yes. Now, Lucinda, we are going to talk cooking without butter for those on a budget.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I kind of love this because one of my favorite things is, I guess, kind of when there's a restriction put around how I can cook. Like if I'm having people, I had some friends over for dinner the other night. Actually, they're probably listening. Hey, hey, Ruby. And one of them's gluten-free. And she was like, oh, it's so nice of you to make all this gluten-free food. And I was like, no, I love it when I have a dietary because then I have to be kind of creative within that. It sort of narrows the playing field a little bit. So thinking about food without butter, baking without butter specifically, very fun. Lots of cool stuff. Science of it. The science of it is that in your baking, one of the things that butter's doing, aside from tasting delicious, is it's going to keep your baking moist, right? It's like fat, so it's keeping it moist and yummy. But when you stop using butter, you want to replace it with something else fatty, so another vegetable oil or maybe something like yogurt, maybe something like applesauce, or even if you think about like a banana bread or carrot cake, those kind of really like moisture-rich fruit and veggies are doing a lot of the moistening work of butter. But you want to replace your butter with, you want to use a recipe where you're not going to miss the taste of butter. So I feel like you don't want to be trying to make like a plain pound cake without butter because the flavor of pound cake is basically butter.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a really good place to start is chocolate cake, because your main flavor is going to be chocolate anyway.
Yeah, and it seems like chocolate, of all the cakes, chocolate cake is the most classic.
Exactly. I mean, who doesn't love chocolate cake? It's like, it's the one. It's the one everyone requests for their birthdays.
Okay, we're going to make a chocolate cake. What are we going to use for this moisture? What's going to replace the butter in this instance?
Well, the amazing thing with chocolate cake as well is that I reckon that often the best chocolate cake recipes are oil-based anyway, because I'm getting really like chemist. I'm a chemist this episode. Because basically cocoa is like super drying. So if you're putting lots of cocoa in a cake, which you're going to want to do to make it nice and chocolatey, you need a lot of really like moistening agents in there. And so using something like a grapeseed oil, or grapeseed oil is probably the one I use the most often, but you can really use any. You can use like a canola or a sunflower or an olive oil, but that's like as expensive as butter. So don't waste your good olive oil on a cake where you won't taste it.
Olive oil is also incredibly expensive at the moment.
Exactly. And to be honest, one of my favorite types of cake is an olive oil cake, but that is that's a big expense these days. Especially to use like a really like a delicious olive oil in a cake. That's like a $30 cake then. That's no. using something like a grapeseed oil. I made one of the Duke recipes for the viral Olympic Village muffins the other day, and that was an oil-based muffin.
Yes, sorry, I'm just also reading the text machine at the same time here, Lucinda. Let's just loop in some of these comments that we've had. Someone said they don't find butter all the same, as some have higher water content, spits a lot when frying. Mainland butter seems the best. Someone else has said avo in the vegan chocolate cake is a go.
Yes, definitely, especially because avo actually has such a mild flavour. So yes, you're not going to taste it, but you're going to get all of the benefits of that really like fatty, delicious fruit, I guess.
Is it actually just whole avocado that you're using? Is there an avocado
definitely
oil?
Definitely depends. I would say, like, personally, I'd probably want to use a little bit of oil in there as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of the nice, well, I don't know if this is a nice thing. This could go either way for people. But one of the things, when you're trying to search for butter-free recipes, you can often go down the route of searching for like a vegan recipe or a dairy-free recipe. Mm. And often that kind of search will lead you to slightly healthier cooks as well.
Yes.
And so often you'll end up with ones that are like, that are maybe sacrificing some flavor for health. And they might just use avocado.
Yes.
I reckon you probably want either a bit of oil or a bit more something like yogurt, something else in there, so that it's not too... I don't know, avocado can get a little like, almost like slimy.
Lucinda, we've had someone come through with a Guinness in chocolate cake. Boom.
Oh my God. There's a famous.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. There's a famous Nigella Lawson Guinness chocolate cake recipe. It is absolutely incredible. I'm like, hang on, I'm just searching it to see if it does have butter in it, because I cannot remember.
Someone else has also just come through with a suggestion, Lucinda, saying regarding food prices, try the Grocer app, an app that compares prices of items from different supermarkets. This texter has found it very useful.
Totally. I've definitely had a fiddle with that, and I agree. I reckon it's really awesome. And it's because it's sometimes I think I might bake a little bit more than the average person. Sometimes I'm trying to bake a cheesecake and I want to buy a whole bunch of cream cheese. And it is, you do want to know which supermarket's going to have cream cheese on special.
Does a cheesecake have butter in it? Cheesecake got butter?
Varies, but often it's like, I usually do. Yeah, I usually have butter in the base of a cheesecake.
Mm.
Where you kind of do want it, because it's so yummy and buttery.
I love cheesecake.
That's the problem, isn't it?
I love butter cheesecake, so good. And I love banana bread.
Ah, well, you're in the right place, to be honest. Mm. Banana bread, really easy one. To sub with a bit of oil, or to just do banana or banana and yogurt.
Yes.
I did want to shout out a few specific recipes. One of them is on Petra Geller, who's an amazing cake baker. Her Instagram's at butterbutternz. She's a really, I'm obsessed with her cookbook as well. She, as butterbutternz suggests, she uses a hell of a lot of butter, but she's like me, kind of pissed off about the price of butter at the moment. And so this week she posted a recipe for a really gorgeous looking orange cake that's made with Greek yogurt. And I love a yogurt cake. It's like you get all of that tangy sort of lightness of using a cultured product, a yogurt, but you also get all that like delicious moisture from using quite like a high moisture dairy. So, and it's orange, so it's seasonal. And I have also tried before, if anyone, I feel like I've probably talked about this on this show multiple times, but I am really obsessed with the Blue Rose Cafe in Sandringham, my favourite pies, but also they make a Coco Samoa cupcake, and they are so good. Like, if you want to impress people for catering your morning tea, order a box of their cupcakes. They're so good. But there's a recipe online for Coco Samoa cupcakes. And if you Google Coco Samoa Carmel Moore, it's her recipe, and it's from the book May I Samoa, but they use coconut cream and coconut oil instead of butter. And they are like so soft, so fragrant. They are some of the most delicious cakes I've ever eaten. And excellent. A can of coconut cream, a lot cheaper than a block of butter at the moment.
Yes, it certainly is. Hey, now, Lucinda, we're just creeping up on the news headlines, so we might wrap up this week's edition of Breakfast Food, but some helpful tips there. If people are going to go looking for some grapeseed oil, is there a particular brand that you recommend people cooking with?
Honestly, nah. I do like the Good Oil Company because they're dark bottles, so the oil's going to be fresher, and they're made locally. But, you know, we're trying to price cut at the moment. I'm not going to dictate what oil you get.
Yes.
Choose what's on special.
Fantastic. And if people just want to keep up with your writing, check out the spin-off.
Yeah, totally. I'm writing about butter this week, so there's more butter content to come. So you can subscribe to The Boil Up if you just go on the spin-off website, or you can follow me on at Lulu Baguettes on Instagram.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Lucinda. We'll speak with you next week, mate.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye. Kakite.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.